Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. Thank you for being here. You should know that I am not taking you for granted. I appreciate you. You should know that I love it that you are here, that you give me a little bit of trust, and that you are leaning with me into a couple of minutes of self-development, couple of minutes of love towards yourself to improve a life situation that is bothering you. I appreciate you. I'm cheering for you too. So, we humans are giving meaning to everything, literally everything. I'll tell you in a moment a bit more about it. To live your best life and to feel content, fulfilled, to go in the direction where you're meant to be going, where everything comes with ease to you rather than through hardship. For that, we need to know what we want. We need to be able to state what we want. And in order to know what we want, we need to know our values. What is important to us? So what is important to you in life? What is that? The biggest struggle ever when I ask that to people is we tend to immediately burst out the first thing that comes to our mind, and these are not our values, or often not, or just a little bit, you know, overshadowed with the narratives, the conditioning, with what we've learned to believe that is our truth. Okay, so when you download the free guide in the show notes, which is a free life vision guide for you, and you sit above those values, sit a tiny little bit longer, just a tiny little bit, right? And ask yourself the question, when you put a word or a phrase down on paper, is this really my truth? Is this really, really important to me? Or was this something that was really important to my auntie or my mommy or my grandmother? Because we are taking this over, right? But in order to really live that life we want, to be, you know, feeling deeply fulfilled from within, it needs to be ours, 100% ours. This is not an easy exercise, but I can tell you, it's so freaking powerful. And don't be afraid, these things change over life. Our values change through life as we develop, evolve, grow through our experience. So a regular check-in doesn't harm either. And now we have our values straight. We have them on paper. Let's say you really mastered this exercise and it's really your values, and suddenly fear creeps in because you see where you were not aligned with everything you were doing, how you were chasing your goals. Was this your goals? Was the way of getting there your way, your path, right? And then suddenly this fear creeps in, like, oh my gosh, I just gotta change this right now, right? And I'm gonna tell you a quick story what recently happened to me and how I was giving meaning to something that was not mine. That was not my meaning. I discovered one of my values are luxury. I love fine dining. Okay. And I do love it for the food. I love food. I love eating. Since I recovered from my eating disorder and I can enjoy food again, I am a big eater, you won't say, but I am enjoying this to the fullest. What really sparks me up for fine dining and why I like to sit forever in a multiple courses dinner and like using all the cutlery, which is way too much, and the thin glass, because I like to look at the concept of the restaurant, the theme, how they serve and present themselves, because this is all literally mirrored on the plate that you get in front of you. And I just enjoy beautiful things, all right? So this is something I don't want to miss in my life anymore. And I will always make sure that I make this possible for my own fulfillment. Can be a self-care moment, right? Can be something that is truly for me. As I discovered that, knowing my partner doesn't like fine dining, he loves eating though. He loves going out in restaurants. He really is joining me in that passion for food, but fine dining is just not his. So my first moment when I realized that was like, oh my God, I gotta break up. I'm gonna leave him, because with whom else I go fine dining? So I was literally giving meaning to fine dining. It was society's meaning. It was partly my family's meaning to that activity, because when do you do fine dining? It's a birthday. It's special celebrations, Valentine's Day, anniversaries, your partner's birthday, anything, if only if you have something to celebrate. And with whom do you celebrate? With the people you love the most, right? This is just a fact. And for me, it was obviously a no-go to break up my relationship because he doesn't like fine dining. Obviously, I would enjoy it. But I had to quickly just rethink this and make this my own truth. And I made it into something that I gave meaning to fine dining, which was my meaning. Got my value and as well the meaning to it, which is not involving my partner anymore, who doesn't like the activity. But I realized I can easily go out with friends. I can have fine lunch, if this is an expression. So it doesn't always need to be in the evenings. I can go eat alone. And it doesn't need to be a freaking celebration day where I force everybody who loves me to go with me to a fancy restaurant. So ask yourself, when you have those values together and it freaks you out and you feel like this change you just can't make in order to move forward, what are you giving meaning to? What do things mean to you, and where does it come from? I love these reflecting exercises, and I'm sure you're gonna get to love them too, because I know that everything you need is within you. You're fabulous by design. You are made fabulous. And you deserve to live the best life. And the only way we can get there is through self-awareness and knowing what we want and being able to state it. So go and do it. I believe in you 1000%.